it's available. But I've been lucky enough to get to listen to some of those books that Russell has the rights to publishing on Audible, because my husband is actually producing those audiobooks. So sometimes I go down in his studio, I just get to like hear these narrators reading off these books, and I'll just like watch time pass because I'm like, oh, I got caught up in listening to that. That was incredible. And there are hundreds. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome back to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Well, hey, we're doing a bonus episode. I was on ClickFunnels Radio. ClickFunnels Radio is a podcast for ClickFunnels, which is the software building, website building, funnel building software that Russell Brunson and Todd Dickerson built up to a $1 billion valuation company. And I was honored to be on. So I want to share this episode with you. We have some great back and forth and questions and answers and talking about the journey. And we even are going to give you a place to sign up so you can join us on this journey of Secrets of Success to help unlock your mindset, change the generational, stinking thinking that's been going on, or the conditioning that's keeping you from living in total abundance and faith instead of fear and scarcity. So have a listen. Let me know what you think. It's all part of our Take Control of Your Health, the pillars of those five pillars, and one of them is mindset. And so I'm so excited to share this episode with you. So happy healing, everybody, and be a blessing. All right.
Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, the podcast that brings you the latest strategies, insights, and success stories from online marketers just like you who utilize funnels to grow their business. Our mission is simple: to help you unleash the true potential of your online business by harnessing the power of funnels. Join us every week as we bring you exclusive interviews and thought-provoking discussions that will revolutionize the way you approach online marketing. Here are your hosts, Laura Demetrius and Chris Cameron.
Well, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. My name is Chris Cameron. With me, as always, is my co-host, Laura Demetrius. Laura, how are you doing today?
I am fantastic. Thanks for asking, Chris.
This is really exciting for me because I love episodes like this because I love interviewing people. And, you know, we have relationships with a lot of people, but I love interviewing people that, you know, have tons of relationships that I've known for a little bit of time that are really involved in the community. And today we have just that. We have the one and only Mr. Justin Benton, who is a self-like proclaimed serial entrepreneur. What'd you say? Did you say nut job?
Nut job. Yeah. Or serial entrepreneur, like eating a bowl of cereal. Either way.
Captain Crunch.
That
you
makes
got
me hungry.
It. Crunch berries.
That's right. All berries for Justin. Well, this is crazy because I've known you for years now, right? And I've seen you in so many different things. Like you say, serial entrepreneur, like that's the truth. I've seen you, you know, doing CBD. I've seen you doing other things. Like, but where did that whole journey start? Like as an entrepreneur, when did you know you were going to be an entrepreneur? And what did you start with first?
Well, as a lot of us did, or many of us, I should say, I got, you know, you're supposed to get good grades in high school, then you get into a good college. So I went to Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, and then I graduated from there kind of by the skin of my teeth as a serial entrepreneur, like, just give me the piece of paper, like, Russell, get me out of here. And so then I went, I got my big, degree, and I went out to go get that big job. And I did find a good job. It was back in 99 when Y2K was happening. And then I got the big job and I got the salary, and I was like, okay, I did what I was supposed to do. And then I came in to get a review for like a payment bump or whatever. And it was like a 3% or 4% increase. And I was like, this is really crazy. And so then immediately, I grew up with, now our family business was in commercial real estate. So I was like, all right, I'm going back. I'm going to go get my teeth wet in entrepreneurial journey. So I was in the corporate real world for about 2 years, realized that was not for me. And then ever since then, it's been, just some serial entrepreneur. It was commercial real estate. Then it was I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska. So we actually had lots of like direct marketing, direct mail, all of these like direct response things that I knew about. But the crazy thing was I immediately started running organizations, and then had my own company back about 15 years ago. And ran that forever. And I was always on the sales side. So, and I went to see Zig Ziglar and the Success Magazine, and I missed Dan Kennedy, which bumps me out because Dan was at the end, Zig was at the middle. We all left after Zig. And had I met Dan then our paths would have crossed earlier, Chris. But here we are now. And a lot of people know me from the Miracle Plan and the Raw Hemp and the Miracle Store with my son and helping him overcome a severe diagnosis of autism. Wow. But then one thing led to another. And then obviously back in March of 2020, everything slowed down and the world shifted and we were opening up brick and mortars. And then we was like, that's not going to happen anymore. And so that's when I knew, and that was the immediate time the Traffic Secrets came out. I read the book. I already knew beforehand that Russell was the way. And so then I remember talking to our marketing director and she had a lot going on in her plate. And I said, look, we got to go. This is it. This is now. And she says, if you've got enough time, go for it. I said, I'm on it. And that was it, man. I went all in, rabbit hole of rabbit holes with Russell, and the rest is history.
Yeah, this is what I want to talk to you about, though, is what's so crazy is you come in the front door, right? You know, a lot of times people come in and be like, well, hey, I want to work with Russell. And they say, you know, I want to create a co-product with him or something like this. But that's not how it works sometimes. You are a master of relationships and you came in the front door. But now you are literally working with Russell on a project. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about Secrets of Success and like what you guys are doing?
Absolutely. It's it's crazy how it happened. So and there's kind of two ways. I think a lot of people out there are kind of looking for shortcuts. And sometimes there isn't a shortcut when it comes to building genuine relationships with people. You know, you have to really like deliver. And it's crazy with guys, in generality speaking, we measure our relationships or the quality of our relationships with numbers of experiences or time. So it takes a lot more.
Is that different with females? Is that different with females, Laura?
In general, women can have quicker emotional connections and feel more close.
I was just going to say emotional typically does come first, but I think that's probably pretty accurate for general population.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I immediately, as soon as the Inner Circle opened back up, I was at that Funnel Hacking Live and yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in. And Robbie and we got in. I was so excited from all the amazing stories, you know, the Myron Goldens and everybody that's come through 1.0, if you will. And so I got in the front door and I was just learning everything I could possibly learn and collaborating with all these incredible marketers and innovators. And I'm a giver and I like DNA want to help people. Like I cannot help people. Sometimes you it's are, too man. Much. Like they're like, you know, it's one of those things where like even working with Russell now, it's like I'll give him a bunch of ideas and you can tell he's like, I'm good. Like, and when you watch his mind work,
he's
like,
good on ideas.
He doesn't need any help. He doesn't need any help. He's got it. So I have to sometimes like say, here's an unsolicited advice idea that I have. Anyways, it's been absolutely magical.
This is a passion project though for you. Like, I mean, I know Russell has been so passionate about like Napoleon Hill and all these other, you know, pretty much grandfathers of like marketing and like self personal development. And that's really what this is all about. And I know you're passionate about the same things. That's kind of how you guys made the connection, right?
Well, the crazy thing was, so we met through personal development world. I was in Tony's world. Tony Robbins. And I was driving down the one Malibu. I think I had the top down. And I got an email alert that Tony's going live. I'm like, that's weird. He doesn't just shoot a live on an email in an hour or whatever. So I'm like, well, I had decent coverage. So I pop it on a Zoom and all of a sudden, you know, Tony and Dean are doing mastermind.com. And wouldn't you know, this fresh cut, you know, young, you know, looking guy hops in the middle and starts talking about serving the audiences you were called to serve. And while I'm on this mission to heal the world and with this miracle plant, it just struck a chord. And I was like, oh, that's my dude.
Mr. Russell Brunson.
Oh, yeah. Back in 2019, I think that was. And so anyways, that was how I got really introduced to Russell and what he was all about. And then, like I said, Traffic Secrets came out right when the COVID hit. And then it was like everything shut down. Everything went to online because there's a stat out there like 17% of average Americans shopped primarily online. So they were already doing Uber Eats. They were already getting groceries delivered pre-2020. After that, we got conditioned to buy online. That number quadrupled. So if you're not selling online, like it was something you knew you needed to do before 2020. Now it's something you absolutely have to do because that's where everyone's buying things. The vast majority of Americans, especially around the world. So when I was going to pick the mentor, it was a no-brainer that it was going to be Russell. And so when I got in the Inner Circle, you know, I was serving the community and serving Russell. And then in the Inner Circle, we have this Facebook group a private Facebook group that we just kind of like, you know, help each other, and there's asks and gives and all this kind of stuff. Well, I was reading the No BS newsletter with Dan Kennedy and Russell, and on the back page, there was something from Napoleon Hill. And it said, there's no such thing as education. He says in this article at the back of the newsletter, says there's only self-education. And I was reading it, and I was like, whoa, man, that's powerful. And so then I posted that picture of that article in the Facebook group and said, for those of you guys, I hope you guys are all reading this, because this stuff's powerful. And then I said, oh, by the way, I happen to know that there's going to be a Napoleon Hill auction in Hollywood Hills, where I live.
That's the hook.
Southern California.
That's the hook.
Subconsciously, maybe I knew Russell would read it, because he reads through those. But I was also like hoping, because there's a bunch of us inner circle folk down here in Southern California, that we could all meet up and go. Well, wouldn't you know, 10 minutes later, chirp, chirp, Voxer, Russell, what's the deets? And so I tell him all the details. It's down in Hollywood Hills. I said, I'm going. He goes, oh, I would love to go, but I just got my first boat and we're taking it out on the lake. Is there, if there's any way, if you're going, can you just tell me what they have? And I was like, absolutely. And so I hopped in the car, drove down to this billionaire's house and these winding roads in Hollywood Hills. And that's where I met Don Green, who was there, who's the president and founder, chairman of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. Yeah. He's a sweet, sweet guy. Southern.
He's
gentleman.
Awesome. Met him. He's awesome.
Oh, and so we chatted up and Russell's hit me up on Voxer and he's like, so I don't want to spend any more than $300,000. And I'm like, Russell, how about we look to see? He was ready just to buy the whole lot. You know how Russell is. He's like, he knew this was the treasure trove, because this was artifacts. There was checks. There was NFTs, first signed books. There were things that have never, ever been sold before. And instead of going just to eBay and going one by one, he was just like, just give me the whole lot. Plus, there was the magazines that he was collecting. So I said, Russell, hold on. Let me go meet with Don. Let me talk with everybody. Let me see what they have. You send me everything you have. We'll cross-reference it, and we'll just get the stuff you don't have. Sound good? He's like, sounds great. So I went through. We did everything that we needed to do, and I got him everything that he wanted. The funny thing was, it was a live auction. So I'm sitting here calling Russell. Now, I've talked to Russell twice in my life. That's one. He's a Voxer guy.
So yeah, anyways, he doesn't take phone calls.
No, he took this one, because I was like, well, hey, we're at $15,000 for this first signed copy. Do you want the book? And he's in the boat trying to get down below the wind. And he's like, yes, get it, buy it. And so anyways, here's the thing where, so we got the thing. We only spent around $30,000, which was awesome. And so then here's the thing, right? So I have all this incredible merchandise. First off, I'm thinking, well, do I FedEx it to him? Number one, if it gets lost, there's no like insurance. This is once in a lifetime, like signed checks from Napoleon Hill and first edition signed. I mean, this stuff is, you know,
yeah, when it's lost, it's lost.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, here's a win-win. Why don't I go ahead and just fly it out to Russell? And so that was the first time that it just dawned on me. So then I just told Russell, hey, you want me to send it, give it to you on this Friday or next Friday? And he was like, this Friday. And so it was one of those moments where, you know, you kind of act on spontaneity and intuition. And then, so that's when I delivered all the stuff to Russell. We got a chance to hang out, talk about our families, talk about our boats. And then in that conversation, I was like, hey man, me and Don have a really good relationship. I think I can really solidify this relationship for you. And at the time, Russell was like, well, I don't know. He had this kind of other plan that he had put in motion. And then eventually a buddy of mine, Ken Walls, told me that I told him Russell's plan to like form an alliance with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. He said, oh, that's not going to work. That guy that he's trying to see that overtaking, it's not going to happen. That guy's actually not a part of the foundation. So that's when I told Russell, I said, Russell, Don loves me half the time. He thinks I'm you. I said, why don't I fly out to the foundation and why don't I talk to Don and see what I can do to make this relationship really soar? Russell said, go for it. And so I hopped on a plane, went out to Wise, Virginia, met with Don. He had all these ideas about raising money for kids and future education, for their education and, the Napoleon Hill's teachings. The University of Virginia would match it. So he would like, if he could get another $500,000, they would match it up to 2 million. Oh, Russell sweet. Wanted all these TV rights and all these, manuscripts and typewriters and books and all this crazy stuff that only the foundation had. And the foundation won't sell it to anybody. But if you're the top tier contribution or donator, they will do special things for you. So we kind of had we shook hands out there in Wise, Virginia. And Don and I become like best friends. Don's been sending all this amazing stuff. Russell that we're going to get to talk more about here in the Secrets of Success. And that's what it, you know, Russell started with the $1.5 million Laws of Success, which was Napoleon Hill's. And then it just spiraled. I mean, for anybody that's been in the, in, you know, ClickFunnels headquarters, you've seen the boxes, and the boxes got so big, he had to buy more offices to put more boxes in. And of course, you know, we're
building 1,000
square foot library in the back.
They can't even keep up with setting up like the bookshelves of all of the things that will be placed on them.
It's insanity. And the cool thing is that he's collecting all these amazing works, Napoleon Hill being the first and the foremost. But like, there's people that taught Napoleon Hill, you know, like Charles Hanel, and then there's Samuel Smiles and Orson Swett Martin. And so this really started back in the 1850s, called the golden era, or the thought era, and then 1850s. And so instead of playing the telephone game and hearing what Tony Robbins has to say about it being passed down, you go right to the source and you can see where they deviated and you can get these insights. And Russell's basically one of his greatest, assets is that he curates. So he spends so much time understanding and learning and figuring all the things and ciphering through all the information, and then takes the golden nuggets and then hands them to you and teaches you like a third grader in simple frameworks that you can, you know, apply step by step. So that's been the most amazing thing. Eventually, you know, I could go on and on about the story, but eventually Russell was just like, dude, like, why don't we partner on this thing? Why don't you just keep doing your thing? And I've got another relationship in place with the Nightingale, Earl Nightingale Conant Foundation that we got putting in place. And then we just have this, we have like the entire personal development library from 1850 till present. And Russell's gone through every single thing, and he's going to give you the best of the best in personal development to take control of your mindset. Because as so many of us know, over 80%, 90% of this entrepreneurial game is mindset. And if you can get out of your own way, if you can figure out a way to take control of your mindset, because you don't want to be the bottleneck in your organization, and the leader always is. And if your mindset isn't correct, and if you have limiting beliefs, or you're operating with fear, or whatever it is, that's what's going to limit you from getting to where you get. And so Russell's just like, I'm going to give you the true secrets of success dating back 200 years of everything that's ever been written on this topic, and give it to you. And we're going to specialize and work on very specific authors. So there'll be one author, one book that we're going to do like a total deep dive on for 30 days. Russell's going to teach on it. He's going to go all the way down the rabbit hole. We're going to bring in speakers. We're going to do all these amazing things for the people that get signed up there in the membership side.
That's so cool. Wow. Can I tell you guys something really cool and something that I know about this project that I won't give away too much information, because we don't want to leak content before it's available. But I've been lucky enough to get to listen to some of those books that Russell has the rights to publishing on Audible, because my husband is actually producing those audiobooks. So sometimes I go down in his studio, I just get to like hear these narrators reading off these books, and I'll just like watch time pass, because I'm like, oh, I got caught up in listening to that. That was incredible. And there are hundreds. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And the content is limitless. I've learned so much along this journey. Like, for those of you listening, like, you probably have heard of the book Think and Grow Rich, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Napoleon Hill had written over 100 books. And when we got into those archives, when we got into the library of Napoleon Hill Foundation, there were unpublished manuscripts that we'll be working on later. And when you sign up for the, for the Secrets to Success, Russell's going to send you these books that he has spent millions of dollars for free. It's crazy, because he is such a passion. He knows what is limiting the entrepreneurs. Russell's worked with people for so long, and not just entrepreneurs, everybody. Is if you can get your mind right, if you can figure out your mindset, overcome those limiting beliefs, operate in faith instead of fear, or practice gratitude, you know, those things, those fundamentals that might sound simple, but there are frameworks out there. I mean, a lot of us know Tony Robbins, and he's given us these frameworks as well. Russell's given you everything up to Tony, including Tony. And it's just amazing to watch him work in his mindset. And now that you're listening to this now, for those of you that were at FHL, you just saw what he's doing with Secrets of Success. He is building a $100 million company in 24 months or less. And he just showed you the framework. When I saw that video for the first time, it was actually at Atlas in the Pirates Cove. And I just, it was an hour and 37 minutes and he just went for it. And he just shared that at FHL for those of you that went. And it absolutely blew my mind. And he had all that up in his head and none of it was written down. And he just, boom. And I just felt watching his mind work and watching him as a visionary, never seen anything like it. He'll go down in the history books as the greatest, you know, marketer, greatest entrepreneur. It's just been absolute a joy to work with him. And we can't wait to get all these incredible insights into your hands and into your ears.
Do you have any more teasers, like specifically of kind of like what this is going to look like? I mean, is it a launch that's happening? Is it a membership? How do people get involved? Kind of maybe tease us a little bit with that.
Well, the biggest thing that you can do right now, if you're hearing this podcast as it comes out right now, is look, we understand, you know, grassroots, organic, guerrilla marketing, whatever you want to call it. Russell built ClickFunnels over $100 million with partnerships, with affiliates, with he didn't flip on a paid ad for 18 months. And that's how we want to do this. We want to do this, you know, it's the bootstrap award. It's the bootstrap mentality. It's about doing it on the shoestring budget. So there's no excuses because he's going to show you, he already did if you were at FHL, how you can make $100 million a year, not just once, a year with his linchpin model and exactly step by step how he's going to do it. So again, what you need to do right now, the fastest thing you can do, just like you know, Chris, and you've been so helpful with this, is you have an opportunity to get two-tier affiliate commission, meaning you will get a chunk, the first, you know, 40% of anything that you sell to your audience, you get 40% commission residual lifetime, which is nuts. Then you also get a second tier. So anybody that you bring in who brings someone else in or an affiliate or just a second tier, you get 10% on them for life. People are going to make millions of dollars just on this. And they probably already have by the time this has gone live. So it's just it's an amazing thing where you can really focus on impact, changing people's lives, mindset, and changing people's lives when it actually comes to their wallet as well. So I'm just so excited to be a part of it. I'm so excited that you've been able to help me.
That's what we're here for. Chris.
I've done a lot of affiliate stuff for Russell over the last few years. And Laura, I know you're doing a lot of affiliate stuff on your side too. So, I mean, if you look at this, people who don't have a business, they want to get started. They're excited about Linchpin. This, people, is the best way. Affiliate marketing, Laura will tell you, Justin will tell you, it is the best way to cut your teeth on getting, you know, basically becoming a pro at online marketing. And then
having a great offer without needing your own product. It is the easiest way to have an online business.
Yeah. So where do people go, Justin, to see this opportunity?
It's a simple one. secrets.com/JV. That's the one that's going to get you signed up because you want an affiliate link. You want other people to buy.
Don't forget the .com. secrets.com/JV.
I'm so excited about this, the offer that's on there. I'm on there in the video with Russell. We shot some fun videos, but just like, look at the offer. You'll see the books. You'll see the excitement. There's another video on there that really shows the grander scale of what this is going to be all about, right, with Secrets of Success. And it's a free Mifki, as they say. Go check it out. It's free. It won't cost you anything. Just pay shipping and handling. Yeah.
Yeah. The most incredible free gift ever. This is going to be really cool. So I want to ask a couple more things around this. What has been the coolest thing? Because you've been to museums. I remember you brought this typewriter back that Napoleon Hill actually wrote Think and Grow Rich on.
So cool.
Is that the coolest thing? And I remember that was at FHL, like they unveiled it. Like you were really good at like Dream 100 gifts and that type of stuff. I know you and Christopher Voss talk a lot about this return on relationships, and we've had him on. He spoke at FHL. So what's the coolest thing though that you've gotten your hands on through this journey?
Well, so basically I kind of think of myself, and maybe I need to change hats, is I think of myself as like the Indiana Jones of personal development artifacts. And like, yeah, Russell knows everything that's out there. You know, he's studied everything and then he just kind of like, it's funny, like he'll just have an idea and he'll leave a box art. And then I'm like, shoom. He's like, could you imagine if we had everything from the personal development library from Earl Nightingale Conant?
Justin's already trying to collect it.
And you're like, hold my Yoo-Hoo. Justin, yeah, you're the only guest we've ever had that I see sipping a Yoo-Hoo during the interview.
I got that guy just for you.
I love it.
I grew up back east, and I would go to Mets games. And me and the old man would go grab a Yoo-Hoo beforehand. So
this I'm changing that. I'm changing it from hold my beer to hold my Yoo-Hoo now.
That's exactly. Exactly. So to answer your question, I mean, obviously the typewriter is super cool. You know, with my Indiana Jones hat and whip, you know, and we flew that one out, and that was really neat. Another one was for Mets. It's just exciting. It's exciting to see Russell get excited. You know, when he's just like the roof. Oh, when I got him the Outwitting the Devil manuscript, it was actually his wife's copy, signed by his wife, Annie Lou. And when I delivered that, I also delivered that at FHL to him in person. I had it on my person, and you can see me walking around FHL taking pictures with it, letting other people take pictures with it. And then I gave it to Russell behind stage, and then Dan Kennedy was right there, and he was like, he got a show off to Dan. He's like, Dan, check it out. I got the, you know. And so, and Dan's a huge Napoleon Hill fan, too. So that was one of them. We have another thing. I'll talk about it. We with the relationship with Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale's the guy that did The Strangest Secret. He was kind of the beginning of personal development on the radio, and he was the first guy that ever got 1 million copies of a record bought in the spoken word, very first. Mm. And so we have a relationship with Nightingale Conant. And for those that sign up for the affiliate and the top leaderboard, we're going to do something really, really special that has something to do with that as well. I can't give you all the deets, but there's literally a gold record for over 1 million copies of it. And those of you that have heard the story of The Strangest Secret, Russell's talked about it on his podcast. It's a crazy story. Basically, he went sailing for 3 months, and his office manager, he left a record for the sales team to listen to. The sales team listened to it and loved it so much that they wanted copies. And then it got on the airwaves of like WGN back in Chicago. And then by the time he got back from his sailing trip with his kids, it had already sold a couple 100,000 copies. And it just exploded organically. People were calling in, and it was just this nuts thing that he was doing back in the insurance company. Anyways, we're going to get that gold record.
No way.
So it's really fun to like I said, Russell says something, and it's like, okay, cool. Because it is just, you know, Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation. Everybody knows somebody through somebody. So you just like get an introduction, and then, we got those meetings set up. But there's so many cool things. Like another one Russell's talked about, sometimes I don't want to spill the tea. So he's talked about this before. Napoleon Hill wrote a book called Outwitting the Beast right after he wrote Outwitting the Devil. And so Outwitting the Devil is Russell's favorite book. Outwitting the Beast is about Hitler. And so we're going to publish that at some point. Russell's going to do it, and it's going to go out there. And it compares why Hitler, what Hitler actually was getting, was a huge Napoleon Hill fan, believe it or not. And the problem, and when Napoleon Hill found out that Hitler was reading his book, he stopped selling the book in Germany. And then he goes through and talks about why he didn't succeed. Because he followed 15 of the 17 rules, and one of them being the golden rule, and also, obviously being positive and looking out for other people's interests. But basically, the whole book goes through and talks about all this, and Russell's going to put his spin on it. So again, like, there are literally manuscripts this thick that have already been written, and that have been sitting there collecting dust at the archives. And Russell comes in, and we come in, and it's just going to be amazing. And then we've got this really cool, like, I talk about it. There's something like The Chosen, let's say, the amazing TV series, something like that may or may not be happening in that realm as well. So there's just so many cool things, and I'm just so excited to be a part of it.
So many teasers.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. You know, and go back to like Outwitting the Devil. Everybody knows Napoleon Hill for Think and Grow Rich, right? But I remember I read Think and Grow Rich. This is probably right when Russell and I were kind of reconnecting. I want to say 2015, 2016. And I still have like a Voxer of he and I going back and forth, and we're referencing Outwitting the Devil and like the original kind of first time I had heard about Mastermind, and like, you know, where Napoleon kind of sits in a room, and then he kind of taps into this idea of like, well, if I was sitting across from, for example, I don't know, Abraham Lincoln or Martin Luther or whoever, like, how would they answer my question? Right. And he gets so much insight just from that. And I'm fascinated with that book. And I get why Russell thinks that that's his best book ever too. And it's not the most popular, but if you haven't checked that out, and if he's got the original manuscript, this is nuts. I mean, so much of this is this is gold. It's absolute gold.
It's completely priceless. Like literally cannot put a price tag on it. Can't buy it anywhere. Can't find it anywhere. It's one of one. which was another reason why I flew the stuff out to him. I was like, could you imagine like losing it in the mail? Like this
genius, hey, genius Dream 100 play, by the way. Like, hey, this stuff is so priceless. I don't want to get messed up in the mail. Tell you what, see you on Friday.
And I didn't give him an option. I didn't ask for permission, right? Begged for forgiveness. It wasn't like, hey, should I FedEx this or should I show up? This was like, well, and Russell was the top of my Dream 100. Part of it was just poetic justice to pay him back for everything that he taught me and helped me out with Traffic Secrets and all of his brilliant, you know, brilliance is when it comes to marketing and online sales. But, and then, yeah, it was an opportunity to get to know him because I knew when March of 2020 hit, I was like, there's only one guy that's going to lead us through this. And there's not even a second place. Mm-hmm. I mean, Gary can go out there and talk about the things that he talks about, which is fun, you know, confusing activity with accomplishment. But Russell's the one that's going to give you step by step. Nobody else on the planet has had that kind of success. And then not only willing to teach you how to do it step by step, paint by numbers, but has brought hundreds and thousands of others up with him. And he can show you, well, see this person that
he's got the track record.
Oh, no one's who? There's not even, there's no one else. 2,000
plus two Comma Club award winners, people who've made over $1 million. And that's just in ClickFunnels, right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And, not to mention two Comma Club X and two Comma Club C, right. People making over 100 million.
Yeah. Social proof's there. You've hyped this up so much. You've gotten me excited. I love your energy. There's like this buzzing sense here in the atmosphere about all of the things that are coming. And I know a lot of people will be excited about it. I'm curious to know now, because I mean, I think you've already closed people on. I'm in, they're going to the JV page they're in. Is there such thing as too many affiliates?
Let's find out.
That's the answer.
I mean, you know, here, at the end of the day, look, you're going to have an opportunity to, when you, in the most incredible free gift ever, when you check out that page, you'll see it there as well. Russell's going to be sending you, you know, his copy. He also, because of the relationship with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, he was able to write his own copy of Think and Grow Rich. And he is the most amazing forward. If you read his forward and how this book was the book that started his mind and thinking of what he could actually create. And then his thoughts became things, and his things were sold and helping his customers help their audiences. And it was just this beautiful forward. And he's got these really cool, like, you know, graphic designs and things like that. So that's in the free, you know, Mifty that's coming your way. Then there's two other books that you can read more when you go and check out the page. But one of them he paid about $1 million for that you can't find anywhere else. And another one, you know, it was an unpublished, you know, half written manuscript that's perfect for anybody, again, who wants to improve their life. And you can't find it anywhere else. It'll never be sold anywhere. And these insights are literally worth millions of dollars because that's what they cost. But they're also worth millions of dollars to your business if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for a very financially independent lifestyle, but some people are just looking to be happy in other areas of their life. And that's also what the secrets of success is. We all define success differently. Just make sure you know how you define it for yourself.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this. This is going to be huge.
Love it. Drop them with the link one more time, Justin Benton.
SecretsOfSuccess.com/JV. Get signed up. Get yourself, just check it out. It's a membership site. It's going to be a community. You know, Russell has a incredible vision. For those of you that were at Funnel Hacking Live, you saw it. We're going to have another huge live event with this. We're going to have our own names. We're called Round Peggers because we're round pegs and we don't fit into square pegs, just like Steve Jobs said. And it's just going to be another movement. This is Russell's, you know, vision, his future. This is what he sees. This is his legacy. And he said it himself before, is he wanted to see if he knew he could design a vehicle that would be able to bring back from the dead someone like Napoleon Hill and teach all of their workings and keep it going, right? That's what the library and
legacy,
you know, you could go on stage and talk. If he could see it happen from someone who's no longer physically here, then he knew how he could do it for himself, that he would be able to be here after he's no longer physically here. And that is the motivation. This is a true, true, true legacy play. And if you want your legacy to be restored, there's opportunities within the Secrets of Success to get involved with the library as well. Again, it's the massive of massive plays. It's an unbelievable thing to be a part of. And I'm just excited to be along for the ride.
We are too. Well, so thanks. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks again for joining us. That is secretsofsuccess.com/JV. Go check it out. This thing is launching very, very soon, but all the details are on that page. Become a part of it, you know, make a difference in people's lives and make some money too. Impact and income. That's what this is all about. So Justin, you're the man. We appreciate you. Hey, where else can people find you? Like, if they want to follow you or anything else, you got like Instagram handles or what do you got?
Yeah, Instagram's probably the best way. I'm at the Justin Benton. And yeah, swing by, ask me any questions. You have anything, you can even hit me up on email, justin@secretsofsuccess.com. If you have any questions about this amazing project or how to get signed up, hit me up.
Love it.
Thanks so much, Justin. It was great to speak with you today. And I'm so excited for all of the people that are going to be a part of this.
Thanks for having me.
Give us one of those all rights to send us out.
All right.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, my name is Leah Babrudi, and I'm the founder and host of Canna Chicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.